Okay, so I gave you the scenario about having to think about how these three different mindsets, frameworks, would shape our conversation not only with our colleagues, but also with the students themselves. What is a deficit mindset, a deficit ideology? What is that in the most broadest sense if we're comparing and contrasting deficit, grit, and structural views of poverty? What is two or three words that we can say come to mind when we talk about deficit? I'm going to give me one.
They don't care or don't value education.
Okay, they don't care. So if I'm talking about from the teacher's perspective, so if I'm the teacher's perspective and I have a deficit view of our students, I don't care?
No, the students don't care.
Okay, so the students don't care, but what if I'm a teacher, I'm taking this deficit approach. Do I care? I just want the homework done, right?
Yeah.
I don't care that you know the quizzes and the tests. I want the homework. So from the teacher perspective, I don't care. What else?
I would say it's an ostrich attitude.
It's a what?
Ostrich. It's saying it doesn't exist.
An ostrich. Hang on, how do you spell it?
R-O-S-T-R-I-C-H.
All right, I want to make sure I don't spell it wrong. I don't have spell check up there for me. I need your help. Good, so I got my head in the sand. I'm oblivious to what else is going on. And we got another word that goes with deficit. What is my perspective on the students?
I was thinking
irresponsibility. Expand upon irresponsibility.
Like, I guess it kind of goes along with like the don't care, or maybe they like never learn, or it's like making their own thing, or they just don't want to do it, so they don't.
Okay. So the teacher's irresponsible in the fact of I'm not willing to maybe engage or see where my students are to really reach their engagement, correct? Okay. Good. Maybe you want to add anything to that one? Okay.
They're not going to be successful if they don't do their work.
View students as lazy. Yeah, one more question.
I like the word lacking.
Lacking. Can you expand upon the word lacking?
They are it's pretty much the same as deficit, but they're lacking it. Perhaps moral, like sort of a morals. They're lacking a certain level of morality. They are lacking a certain level of responsibility, like she said. They're lacking maybe parental oversight, or their parents are lacking in some way.
Okay.
And that affects the student as well.
Okay, good. So if I've taken this deficit view, I view things very much in black and white, don't I? Things are done or they're not. I don't want to hear your excuses. I don't want to hear anything else. It's just you either made the grade or you don't. You figure it out, you pull yourself up by your bootstraps. I don't want to hear any excuses. Correct? So a popular one, and you can look at it, you can go on YouTube, you can go on the Google, or you can read in your textbook to talk about grit. If I'm a teacher who embraces this idea of grit, and I'm teaching in a poverty system, what does it mean if I have grit? Or I want my students to have grit, yeah.
I feel like there's like leniency there.
So there's leniency.
Yeah.
Help me with this one.
Oh jeez, I don't even know.
Because you know what you know.
N-I-E-N.
Hang on, go louder.
N-I-E-N-C-Y.
Good, I want to make sure I spell it right. See?
E-N-C-Y, you got an extra.
L-E-N-I-E-N-C-Y. Got it. Works out. I'm human. That's okay. I'm okay with it. So there's a little bit of leniency, but what is my expectation as a teacher on our students?
You want them to perform.
You want them to perform. So what do they got to do to perform?
Turn in their homework.
They got to turn in their homework. But what if they can't do it? They got to try harder, don't they? Isn't the grit thing like you've got to buckle down and you've got to like say, forget your problems and work through them, right?
Pull yourself up by your own bootstraps.
Pull yourself up. It's a little bit, maybe a tough love?
Oh yeah.
tough love. But it's in the student's control, correct? And you kind of put it all on the student and say, listen, life sucks sometimes, okay? But you got to pull yourself up.
Be self-motivated.
Self-motivated. We know what self-motivated is. But what if we've never had a figure in our lives who demonstrates what self-motivation is? Is that pretty tough for us to figure out? Yeah, that might be a little difficult. That's not a bad approach. Sometimes you need that approach. Gorski talks about a different view, doesn't he? He says you got to have more of a structural view. Sophie, did you get anything for the structural view? With a couple of words that could maybe define it, or could maybe give us an inkling as to what the structural view is of how a teacher views or perceives how they should interact or engage with their students? You want me to come back to you? All right, cool. Hang on. Kristen? No, Crystal? No, not me.
Caitlin,
I knew it was, close. That's not bad for like a couple weeks off, right? All right, Caitlin, give me a word that might help with structural.
Would it be the exact opposite of deficit?
So how so?
Where teachers are like more caring and...
Is it like caring?
Or like they're more
understanding.
Helpful.
Yeah. Understanding? Caring, understanding. What else? Is it just helpful, though? Because what is helpful? Oh, that's okay. You have a lot going on. You don't have to turn in your homework. Is that being helpful?
No, not really.
It's kind of enabling some parts of it, though, isn't it?
It would be like giving alternatives, like...
Alternatives? Here's what I hear when I hear alternatives. Ready? I'm flexible. What do I have to know if I'm going to embrace the structural view? What do I have to know? Do I have to know anything about my students? You said no? Maybe you said no, you don't have to know anything about your students?
Yes, you do.
You have to know about your students. You have to.
Not your students.
The teacher has to do your homework. What's going on? What's going on at home? What's this situation like? How does that go? What's happening here? How do we make that tick? But here's the deal. Do we just get rid of all our expectations of the structural view? Do we just lower our expectation? Well, you know, they have it really tough. We can't do anything at all. Ms. Rosemary, you say we just get rid of all our expectations?
Well, the structural view, I believe that's what it is. Could I deviate for a half a second back to self-motivated? They gotta have a role model in life somewhere. It might not be in home. But in the world, there's got to be a role model somewhere.
So we have expectations for grit, but we have no expectations in the structure. We give our students any expectation. We say, well, they just got it hard. They're not going to really do that well.
They live in poverty, and then you get what you get.
That's it? Is that what Gorski would say?
What's structural?
Are you arguing with Gorski? You think Gorski's falling? Is Gorski going to say, hey, listen, they're in poverty. They just can't succeed. Is that the way it's going to work? Of course, you're going to say that's it?
You feed their role model. Like if their parents can't, then you kind of take that role.
So you may have to take on a higher role.
Yeah.
That's an E, by the way.
Say so.
So here's the deal. You got to manage it. You got to figure out your expectations. You got to set them. You got to have some realistic ones. But here's the other deal. With this structural view, are you Superman? Can you save everybody?
No,
that's the hard part, right? You want to. You gotta understand, you gotta manage your expectations, you gotta figure that out. You've gotta be a little bit adaptable. Maybe you're gonna have to use a little bit of grit every now and again, because listen, the only one I'm not going to use is deficit. Deficit means you're going to rip on the kid and you're not going to give them a chance to succeed. If you embrace a true grit philosophy, you are just